You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to the Market Closing Podcast right here on Money Control. It was a great day on Dalal Street and all the action that transpired there and all the information you need to know about those companies that released their earnings today coming up right here. My name is Rakesh. This is Money Control.
The Market Closing Podcast. A Money Control exclusive.
Well, it was a strong day for the Indian markets, supported by short coverings as the S&P BSE Sensex rallied over 300 points and the Nifty 50 managed to close above its 50-day moving average and 100-day exponential moving average. Nifty bucked the trend as most of the Asian markets closed mostly lower as investors had turned cautious over the fresh trade-related developments between the United States and China. But what might have worked in favor of markets is the US Fed minutes. The US Federal Reserve's latest meeting suggested higher inflation may not result in faster interest rate hikes. Most Fed policymakers thought it likely another rate increase would be warranted soon if the US economic outlook remains intact, and many participants saw little evidence of general overheating of the labor market, said a Reuters report, quoting minutes of the central bank's last policy meeting. Returning to the markets and how the Fed policy might have affected it, Jayant Manglik, president of Religare Broking Limited, told Money Control, and I quote him here, "The market managed to end higher in a volatile trading session, taking cues from dovish Fed minutes and softening of crude oil prices. Besides, the report stating considerable rise in the direct tax collection in the last financial year further boosted the sentiment. Initially, IT majors pushed the benchmark higher and were later joined by others in the second half. But pressure remained on the broader front. As a result, both mid-cap and small-cap indices ended lower," unquote. Commenting on the market action, Manglik also went on to say that it's too early to call this bounce as a reversal and thus advised waiting for confirmation before jumping into a trade. He said private banks, IT and FMCG counters should be preferred for buying, while the further recovery in PSU banks and metal would attract fresh shorts, unquote. So overall, the S&P BSE Sensex closed 318 points higher, or 0.93% higher, at 34,663.11. It rose to an intraday high of 34,741 and a low of 34,361. If that was a story on the 30-share BSE Sensex, what happened in the 50-share Nifty 50? It rose 83 points, or 0.8%, to close at 10,513. It did hit an intraday high of 10,535 and an intraday low of 10,419 in trade. So basically, it has recaptured the 10,500 levels. Sectorally speaking, the S&P BSE IT index rose 2.4%, followed by the S&P BSE Telecom index, which rose as much as 2.2%, and following close behind was the Metal index, which closed 1% higher. And on those sectors that declined, S&P BSE Oil and Gas index closed 1.7% lower, followed by the Auto index, which ended 1.5% down, and the Realty index, which also closed 0.49% lower. Indicating the fact that the pressure did remain on the broader front, the S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index closed 0.24% down, whereas the Small-Cap Index also closed 0.14% lower. Overall, the top Sensex gainers today included companies like Bharti Airtel, up 4.1%, Infosys, up 3.09%, Tata Consultancy Services, up 3.08%, Axis Bank, up 2.7%, and Sun Pharmaceuticals, up 2.2%. If there were winners, there were losers too, and those included companies like Tata Motors, which was down as much as 6.5%, and ONGC down 4.5%, Bajaj Auto down 1.4%, Maruti Suzuki down 1.07%. Done with the action on Dalal Street, what were some specific news relating to stocks? We start with ONGC. Share price of Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, that is ONGC, which like I said, slipped as much as 4.5% today in trade, as the government is considering levying of tax on oil producers to control the prices of petrol and diesel. The stock slipped 11.4% in intraday trade, but eventually was down 4.5% at the close. The government may levy a windfall tax on oil producers as part of a permanent solution it is working on for moderating the spiraling retail prices of petrol and diesel. Speaking of petrol and diesel, Tata Motors. Global brokerage firms have slashed their 12-month target price for Tata Motors post its quarter 4 FY18 earnings. The company, which declared its result post-market hours on Wednesday, that is yesterday, missed analysts' expectations with a 50% year-on-year fall in its consolidated net profit at 2,176.16 crore rupees. Reacting to the results, the stock hit a fresh 52-week low of 284.7 rupees on the Bombay Stock Exchange. It therefore closed 6.5% lower at 288.95 rupees. Today in trade. Some more earnings-related news. Jet Airways this time. Jet Airways also hit a fresh 52-week low of 376 rupees on the Bombay Stock Exchange after the airliner reported a standalone net loss of 1,036 crore rupees in the March quarter due to a rise in oil prices and a weaker rupee. The stock closed 7% lower at 391.55 rupees. Some stocks in news today were those belonging to Nifty IT, which was up 2.3%, led by gains in KPIT Tech, Infosys, HCL Tech, Tata Consultancy Services, and Tech Mahindra, which was, of course, rooted in currency weakness. But the rupee recovered slightly from its near 18-month low against the US dollar. The minutes from the Federal Reserve's 1st and 2nd May meeting eased market concerns that it would raise interest rates more quickly than expected. So clearly, that was relief to the IT sector, which was up 2.3% today. And finally, GAIL India Limited has registered nearly 300% jump in its quarter four net profit at 1,021 crore rupees against 260 crore rupees in the same quarter last fiscal. Meanwhile, profit of the company declined by 19% on a sequential basis. The stock closed 5% lower at 306.8 rupees on the Bombay Stock Exchange. Let's see what's happening outside of India. On the global front, crude oil prices fell on expectations that OPEC members, that is the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, will increase production following concerns over supply from Venezuela and Iran. Brent crude futures declined 1% to $79 a barrel. Asian markets, meanwhile, have ended mixed amid caution over fresh trade-related developments between the United States and China, with Japan's Nikkei falling as much as 1.11%. European markets are, of course, in play right now, and they are trading higher, with France's CAC and Germany's DAX up 0.5% and 0.2%, respectively. How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? And how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? And how many more bullish rallies does it take for Dalal Street in green to land? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Happy birthday to Bob Dylan. Well, and to answer the last question, whatever the answer might be about Dalal Street's own future, you will find it certainly on Money Control. Happy birthday to Bob Dylan. Thank you for joining us on the Market Closing Podcast. We'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning with the pre-market opening podcast as well as some stocks for you to pick. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of everyone here at Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.